From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. The U.S. Secretary of Defense Ash Carter is in Singapore for Asia's largest annual security forum known as the Shangri-La Dialogue. Attended by defense ministers and military chiefs from around the world, discussions will likely be dominated by China's continued buildup in the South China Sea. Carter warned last week that China is in danger of building a, quote, great wall of isolation with its South China Sea operations. Besides the South China Sea, other areas of discussion are likely to include tensions on the Korean Peninsula and the rise of the Islamist militant movement in Asia. Carter has said the Asia-Pacific region is the single most consequential region for America's future. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry, along with top European and Arab diplomats, are meeting in Paris, hoping to find enough common ground to revive the stalled Israeli-Palestinian peace talks. The European Union's foreign policy chief, Federica Mogherini, said on Friday that major powers had a duty to revive the process and that the perspectives created by the Oslo Accords in 1993 are at risk.
Because we still refer to the Middle East peace process, but the reality of fact is that in this moment there is no peace process at all. So the role of the international community, the duty of the international community and of the European Union, first and foremost, is to recreate conditions for a peace process to happen and to restart.
Despite the recent escalation in violence between Israelis and Palestinians and the fact that they are not even attending the conference, there is a glimmer of hope on the horizon with the swearing-in Monday of ultra-nationalist Israeli Defense Minister Avigdor Lieberman, who said he does support a two-state solution. From Washington, this is VOA. Four bodies have been found and 342 migrants rescued from a boat that capsized in the Mediterranean Sea early Friday.
We heard as many as 700 people were on the boat, so there could be hundreds still in the water.
Josh Millman is a spokesman for the International Organization for Migration.
Unknown number in the water now, and Greek vessels and helicopters are participating in a rescue effort.
The nationalities of the migrants have not been confirmed. An estimated 880 migrants and refugees have died trying to cross the Mediterranean Sea during the past week. This according to the UN Refugee Agency. An American military cargo plane dropped light weapons and anti-tank missiles Thursday to rebels besieged by the Islamic State group in the northern Syrian town of Mireya. This is the first resupply to them by the U.S. after weeks of appeals for help. The U.S. warplanes have also launched several airstrikes on IS positions in the countryside north of Aleppo in a bid to help Mireya's defenders repel the IS militants in their latest offensive push in the area. In Colorado Springs, Colorado, U.S. President Barack Obama, using his last commencement address as president on Thursday, urged the more than 800 new Air Force officers not to pull back from U.S. engagement and leadership in the world.
As we navigate this complex world, America cannot shirk the mantle of leadership. We can't be isolationists. It's not possible in this globalized, interconnected world. In these uncertain times, it's tempting sometimes to pull back, and to try to wash our hands of conflicts that seem intractable, let other countries fend for themselves. But history teaches us, from Pearl Harbor to 9/11, that oceans alone cannot protect us.
While not mentioning him by name, Obama's comments were a veiled swipe at presumptive Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump, who has called for, among other things, building a wall on the U.S.-Mexico border and reassessing America's commitment to NATO. At least 19 people were killed, including two police officers, in clashes late Thursday in northern India when police tried to expel around 3,000 followers of a semi-religious sect who had been illegally occupying a park in the city of Marutha for 2 years. The occupants were reportedly demanding lower gas prices and the cancellation of the election of various members of government. On social media, the group members described themselves as revolutionaries, inspired by Subhas Chandra Bose, an independence leader who went missing in a military operation in 1945. Reporting from Washington, I'm Steve Karish.
That's the latest world news from VOA.